the baseball bat. A man with a tendency to overreact out of control. Oh, and so it goes. The kid with the promise, with the friends with the tats. Hopped in a car, now past the scalpel, stat 6 feet below.
Have an awesome official video on YouTube for your song, So It Goes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that song and the making of that video.
That song really actually just fell out of us. Now that we're talking about the writing process, it sort of like came together like in one or two writing sessions, which was really cool because we really like playing that one. But as far as the song goes, I think it's just, I have dubbed it a sort of pre-apocalyptic love song, if that makes any sense. It's sort of like people still falling in love and going through the motions, even though we're in somewhat dire times as a human race right now, but I guess we got to keep on keeping on no matter what, you know what I mean? So that's sort of what that song is. It's sort of a culmination of like some of the worst calamities that are sort of taking place on Earth, whether it's in relationship form, people form, government, or just sort of the world coming to a potential end. I don't know, that seems pretty bleak, but sort of just no matter what, powering through and finding good in the world no matter what. But so that's what that song's sort of about. And once again, I leave the interpretation up to whoever wants to interpret what they like out of that song. So I don't want to get too deep into that. But the music video was a blast to make, and it took like, I think it was shot over like 6 to 7 months just on tour throughout Western Canada, Eastern Canada, and some stuff that we shot sort of on location in our hometown of Edmonton.
You have toured extensively across the country, and you've opened for tons of great bands, City in Color, mm-hmm. Mother Mother, One Bad Son, Theory of a Dead Man, so many more. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one for you?
You know what? I really like opening up for like bands in summer festival mode, just because obviously as Canadian musicians, like 8 months of the year, you are slogging through terrible weather conditions for the most part. So when you do get those like 3 months of peak summer where you're just playing outdoors all the time, those are some of the most memorable moments in that, like, A, you're opening up for, like, let's just say a band like Sloan or Biff Naked or someone to that extent, and you're, you know, the crowd isn't the crowd's coming for you, but they're definitely very much coming for the headliner. So you usually get like the biggest crowd if you're like the direct support. So like a beautiful night, you're opening up for a big band, like everyone's there because they don't want to miss the headliner, but they're catching you. So you have like thousands of people in front of you. And if the timing's right, the sun's just kind of going down over the like, crest of sort of the city skyline. And it's just that perfect like peak playing live outdoors kind of moment, if you can get it, if you can beat the weather or whatever's happening, you know. So that's the best thing ever. But the most memorable would be, I think we played, we opened up for Bush and Theory of a Dead Man at a big Halloween concert in Edmonton called the Halloween Howler, put on by the Bear radio station. And that was really amazing because you had that huge concert sound that was set up for Bush, but you get to play on that stage. And like when the kick drum kicks, it's like a full-on body massage because it's so bassy and thick. And then we were playing to like, you know, thousands of costumed freaks. And that's a very interesting thing to look out off the stage onto, you know?
You mentioned that you're working with some new producers. Tell me about what's going on with you musically over the next few months.
Sure. We are very happy to say that we are going to be recording like a 5 to 6 song EP in studio in June. We're doing it at a studio in Edmonton, but we're flying some producers in from Nashville who worked on all kinds of genres as far as it goes. They're just like working producer, engineer, who work on lots of country and lots of folk to sort of pay the bills, but their real sort of passion is the indie rock scene. So I was down in Nashville for like just purely like a pleasure trip last summer. And I went to a burlesque show that was like asses to ankles in the bar. Like it was standing room only. And this dude walks in, he can't find a place. There's just so happened to be a little bit of space next to me on the wall. So I was like, "Hey, would you and your friend like to stand here?" And of course we get talking and, he's a producer in Nashville, and of course, everybody in Nashville is a producer, so you don't get too excited about it, you know what I mean? But we got to talking after online after the trip, and he was sending me a bunch of stuff that he was working on, and I went and checked out his song credits of, like, projects he's worked on. You're like, oh, he's really good at what he does, and he's worked with huge international acts, so his story checks out, and his music and his sounds check out, so, like, let's get to chatting. He seemed to like what we were doing, and we sent him some demos, and sure enough, we're flying him up here in June to work on the next set of songs.
Awesome. Do you have any of those written yet?
We're going to realistically record 5 or 6. We have like 20 songs potentially to record. I think we've shaved it down to like 7 or 8, and then when it comes down to like, you know, a month out, we'll have really honed in on the 5 to 6 that we're going to like cut in studio, it'll all be decided well before that. So we got them figured out, I think, but we're still, no matter what, writing, just in case something pops up that just feels magical and should be put down, you know.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of those upcoming new releases and your summer tour dates?
Yeah, best bet, I guess, whaleandthewolf.com is a great place, but for real, I mean, like anything, obviously the website's that's the home base, but I mean our social media, like Instagram, Facebook, that kind of thing. That's where you're going to get that day-to-day real intimate look at sort of the recording project. We'll be posting like crazy from the recording studio, so you can keep tabs on us if you like from that. So Whale and the Wolf on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook and everywhere that the internet wants us.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your single Staring at the Sky, which was released in partnership with Night Vision, a division of Warner Music.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about that song?
That one was another one that, actually, as far as the writing process, if we're sort of talking about that a little bit, that one was one where our guitarist came to us with that sort of hooky guitar piece that runs throughout the song, and it sort of built itself upon that. But that one was very much, like, done, and then we got it to the studio with Danny Craig, who was the one who produced that one. He's the drummer of the band Default, if you remember them. They were, like, a monster band in the early 2000s. And Danny Craig's doing some pretty awesome work in the production realm now, so we flew him out. So that was very much one that he helped tweak and really rounded up the sound on. I will leave the theme and the sort of topic of discussion in that song up to the listener. They can interpret it how they like, but yeah, I think we were really happy with how that one turned out.
I love that one and can't wait to hear the new songs. Ryan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
wipe and dry. All these static notions, they leave me high and dry. All the building tension and all the prying eyes. Lordy, lordy, girl, oh me, oh my, I holding on, holding on, holding on. I tell you all my secrets, you tell me all your lies. Plain sight hiding is the best disguise. And all my good intentions and all your alibis leave me hanging, kicking rocks and staring at the sky.